Don't move, just leave your dollars on the tip. Here's a dollar tip. Lean back and stay a while on the tip. Here's a dollar tip.
Up ahead on Monitor, a visit with a charming lady of the theater and of films who's currently starring in a movie called The Incident, and her name is Thelma Ritter.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Track 29. We gotta get there on time. We can afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo. We got a fare and just a little to spare.
Harper's Bazaar, bringing back the song that was big back during World War II.
101, 101.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
In her many years as an actress, Thelma Ritter has turned away wrath with a wry wisecrack, made many a pompous character look silly with that famous look of hers that seems to say, "Ah, come off it, will you?" Thelma Ritter, it's nice. Nice to have you with us on Monitor.
Thank you, Henry, but that many, many years in show business, let's forget that, shall we?
Did I say that?
Something like that, and it hurt me.
I don't even remember. In her recent
debut.
Tomorrow. Oh, listen, let me ask you something.
Yes, yes.
This is an argument I often have. I claim, now you're going to say right or wrong, and you don't win anything. I claim that anybody who plays comedy can play straight drama.
Right.
But that the reverse is not true.
Right. You're so right.
Oh,
and why
boy.
They attempt it, I don't know. I mean, it's almost embarrassing. Because some of them are fine dramatic actors. But comedy is a different chaté. I'll tell you one thing, technically. If you're doing a dramatic scene with somebody who is not too competent, you can set your own pace. In fact, sometimes it does you a lot of good. You know, you can take over. But comedy is not like that. I did a picture last year with Jerry Lewis, and it was a treat to play with somebody who knew the score.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
Wonderful. And he didn't do the teeth and the funny faces or anything. He played straight, wonderful comedy with pace, and was a real treat.
Yeah. It's funny how few actors know that. I don't mind when what we call people not in the business. What do you say? Civilians.
Townies.
Yeah.
Townies.
Townies. They are not expected to know that, but I get into such arguments with actors who're supposed to know better.
Well, look at Ed Wynn, for instance. Did a sensational comeback with the... there were so many of them. Because they're not placed as... they're really embarrassing, some of those heavy dramatic actors.
All right. Now, in your latest movie, I beg your pardon, The Incident, you're not playing comedy.
Oh, no. There's no... Really, it's a shocking picture, but it's very honest.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the best acting I've seen in a picture in a long time. There are no stars.
Yeah.
You know, people say, you're doing a picture, who's in it? And you have to pull a name out of a hat. So I say, just actors, you know, Jan Sterling and Jack Gilford and Bo Bridges Ed McMahon, Brock Peters, Ruby Dee. That's dropping names, right?
Sure.
And beautiful performances.
Ed, when I spoke to him about doing the picture, of course...
He's very good in it.
Yeah, I know.
Very good.
Yeah. But he said that after just any day shooting, he was just absolutely exhausted.
I lived on aspirin tablets. Because the set is an aid subway car. And we had to be there, the whole cast had to be there every day from 9 o'clock till 6 o'clock at night. And we had to be there all the time because if they wanted to turn the camera a couple of inches... Somebody would be in the picture.
Yeah.
So we had to live with it, and it was...
Rough?
Mm-hmm. Brock Peters had a scene. Every time he did it, I cried, and I wasn't on camera. I did it for nothing.
He's that good, for goodness sake.
And Ed is very good. He's a wonderful type for the party place.
Uh-huh. This is a film that has no easy satisfaction at the end. It drives so deeply into the fact of our personal non-involvement in what happens to other people. That's more or less what it's about, isn't it? Reluctance to help others if we have to stick our own necks out.
Well, that's true, but I think anybody that sees this picture will never say, when they hear of an incident in the subway, why didn't somebody do something? Now, it happened just 2 weeks ago, you know, and all the passengers ran into the next car.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, we can't run. These boys have wedged the doors.
Uh-huh.
So we're helpless. And there's no violence until the end of the picture, but they destroy us psychologically.
Our guest is Thelma Ritter, who I would venture to say needs to be explained to nobody in the United States. That's fun when you don't have to say, you remember her as, she did this, she did that.
Or whatever became of.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the sad one.
It won't happen to you. It won't happen to you. Thank you so much for being with us. It's
Thank
been a
you,
pleasure.
Henry.
This is the sound of Thanksgiving. Family and friends get together. There's turkey and pie and noise. There's laughter and kids and noise. There's the nice feeling of being with people you like and love. There's one gift that matches the warmth and spirit of the occasion. Flowers. Long-lasting fall flowers with all the color and excitement of the Thanksgiving season. Flowers won't keep the kids quiet, but will make your hostess very happy. Wherever you have Thanksgiving dinner this year, let them know just how much you appreciate being there. Call your FTD florist and have him send an arrangement of beautiful fall flowers. You can rely on your FTD florist to know just what's right for a Thanksgiving centerpiece or table arrangement. And he can take care of deliveries anywhere in the United States as easily as around the corner. Call soon. You don't have to send flowers for Thanksgiving, but it's a nice thought, isn't it?
This is Monitor 67 at 17 minutes after the hour. Want to hear about a man who weighs less than 100 pounds and may just be the wealthiest athlete in the world of sports? You'll hear about him in just 4 minutes on the Monitor Beacon. Music on Monitor. It's a little melodic psychotherapy from Jack Jones. His advice, live for life.
Come with me, my love, and seize the day and live it fully, live it fast. Never thinking once about tomorrow till tomorrow's been and gone and past. We'll pour the wine and fill the cup of joy and drink as if it were the last. Live, just live for life. In Paris today, in Amsterdam tomorrow, 60 minutes through the sky. Lie with me and see the setting sun. stay with me to see it rise. And say to those who say to live this way is mad, and we'd rather be than wise. Live, just live for life. If you let me, I'll lead you through mystery and wonder of a world you've never known before. Share its kindness to be shared, magic phrases to explore, dare the dangers to be dared. Life is all of this and more, this and more. Yesterday's a memory gone for good forever, and tomorrow is a guess. What is real is what is here and now is all that we possess. So take my hand and we will take the moment, give for just the moment's happiness. Live, just live for life. Come with me to where the hills of green are still and filled with flowers to adore.
Moment, Jim Simpson discusses the long green. Monitor Sports is brought to you by VM, the voice of music, makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
I tried very hard to remember that name, Mother, but I have a terrible memory.
Eat fish, dear. It's brain food.
They make these marvelous stereo consoles all with hand-rubbed finishes.
You could eat peanuts. Now, elephants never forget.
Every model has a certification tag of the Fine Hardwoods Association, and nobody has a more dependable record changer.
Now, kumquats are reputed
as... Such terrific values, and I couldn't remember what to ask for.
Or self-hypnosis.
That's what worked.
You're kidding. Come on, remember it for me.
VM, the voice of music.
You're cured.
Now, the only problem is I can't seem to remember your name, Mother.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
This is Jim Simpson speaking from Monitor Sports. Marriage counselors report that more marriages break up because of financial problems than for any other reason. In other words, money or the lack of money is a daily worry, and therefore for many people almost a daily cause of discussion or action. And so it's only natural that the salaries that other people make is a matter of interest. It's often a vicarious thrill or else an overpowering envy to read that some movie star is being guaranteed $1 million against a percentage of the box office for his newest picture. But when salary and money-making discussions are brought up, it is the professional athlete who is usually and eventually singled out for going over. What a baseball player, football player, or golfer makes serves as conversational material for debate for many sports fans and non-sports addicts who more often than not think the athlete is overpaid for doing what he likes to do best. Recently, while in Hawaii, a columnist for a Honolulu newspaper declared that Arnold Palmer, with unofficial earnings of nearly $190,000 this year, would in reality, because of other business dealings, make nearly $1.5 million. In the same column, the reporter said that Billy Casper, who has earned about $130,000 in official PGA money so far, would really gross about $700,000. The next day, Casper approached the writer at the Wailea Country Club in Honolulu and asked, "Where did you get those figures, anyway?" The reporter asked if Casper wanted a correction. Billy's answer was, "Just drop the subject. My wife has read that, and she's been trying to figure out how to spend $700,000. The professional golfer is one of the highest-paid athletes in the world. When he was in the middle of the battle and later merger of the American and National Football Leagues, it made Joe Namath's $400,000 figure for signing with the New York Jets look like pocket money. And remember, All-American Donnie Anderson signed with the Green Bay Packers for a reported $750,000, nearly doubling the once fabulous and famous Joe Namath deal. In baseball, there have been some big bonuses, one or two ranging near the $250,000 mark. But the mark of a big-time baseball player's salary is now the $100,000-a-year figure. And not too many make that kind of money. In basketball, Will Chamberlain is supposed to be getting much more than $100,000 a year, and pro basketball supporters say that he is the highest-salaried athlete in the world. But not so. There are soccer players, for example, the fabulous Pelé of Brazil, who is said to earn nearly $300,000 yearly. True, not the $1.5 million of an Arnold Palmer, but remember, we're speaking of winnings or salaries as an athlete, not of financial side dealings. So, is Pelé the world's highest paid athlete? No. With Cassius Clay out of the money picture at the moment, whom would you guess is the highest paid? Offhand, we ventured a guess, and it was jockey Willie Shoemaker. On his percentage of purses won, it is said that Willie Shoemaker this year has already earned more than $400,000. If that seems to be a lot, remember that this little 95-pound genius of horse racing has won for owners of thoroughbreds about $38 million in his racing career. I was told during the Washington, D.C. International Horse Race, no, Willie was not. Try this name on for size, because he could be, remember I said, could be the highest paid athlete in the world, Yves Saint-Martin. A French jockey who has already earned nearly $500,000 this year, riding fewer mounts than Shoemaker and winning less money for the owners. And it is said if you should want Eves to get out of bed early in the morning and exercise your horse, that will be $2,500, please. Now that's class, and lots of money, too. This is Jim Simpson speaking for Monitor Sports.
Now, a word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. A guy says to me the other day, Phil, I'll never forget the day I first heard you talking about State Farm Mutual. He says, I'll never forget how you said I could probably save money with State Farm and how State Farm's low rates and fast, friendly claim service had made State Farm the biggest car insurance company there is. And Philly says, you know why I remember all that so well? I said, no. Why do you remember? He says, remember what?
Sports throughout the weekend on Monitor. Incidentally, heard a terrible thing that happened to a high school basketball player who was being scouted by an upstate college. The coach was driving the boy up to look over the campus of his prospective school, and on the way, the prospect blew the scholarship. At the toll gate, the coach handed him a quarter, and the kid missed the basket.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Thank you. Birds of Britain on Monitor 67, heard on NBC stations all across the nation. In the area of Wichita, Kansas, we're heard on KWBB. Now we'll step aside for word from all our NBC affiliates, then we'll be round again. I'm H. Morgan.
Hi, this is Bill Cullen, emphasis time off. Join me weekdays on NBC Radio.
The new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. For 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Why you try it? NBC. Monitor on.
This is the Morgan here, continuing with Monitor 67. In a few minutes, some of the actual battle sounds of the war in Vietnam and the voices of some of the brave men involved in it.
To sing you, can't stop my voice when it longs to sing you. New songs and blues songs and songs to bring you happiness, no more, no less.
For old men as we may look to, for any who will bring me close to, we'll know that we're gonna be alone to Rapella.
On the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Tired of the same old routine? Today, why not take in a good gas station? Drop in on Citgo. Catch up on the neighborhood news. Treat the kids to a Citgo lollipop. Relax and see how unboring a gas station can be. You see, we've made your Citgo station a little more pleasant, a little bit nicer than the ordinary run-of-the-pump gas station. Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
For the men fighting in Vietnam, the sound of gunfire is a constant background to their lives. Reporter Jack Russell gives us a sound picture of how it is to live with death as he talks with infantrymen engaged in Operation MacArthur.
What's that?
It's a machine gun.
Ours?
No, it didn't sound like ours.
Warfare in the dense jungles and mountains of the Central Highlands is bloody, frequent, and erupts suddenly. The enemy facing U.S. infantrymen on Operation MacArthur is determined and well-equipped. The North Vietnamese troops are hidden and waiting, seemingly everywhere in the thick bamboo forests. Patrols move cautiously.
If the mortars start coming in, make it back to the perimeter. Get in the hole. Don't sit here if the mortars come in. That's for everybody.
The tense wait in foxholes for an enemy attack begins.
How far can you see out there?
Oh, I'd say about 25 meters. Not even that, really.
Looks like thick bamboo.
Oh, yeah. It's worse than this when we first get here. But we try to cut a little bit of it, you know, get it down to a minimum.
They could get pretty close before you saw them.
Yeah, they do. His friend of mine was telling me he got in about 10 meters close to them. That's pretty close. Matter of fact, it's too damn close for me.
Seems quiet now. Do you think it's over with?
I think it's over with for now, but you can't tell. I expect, I think all of us are expecting later on tonight, probably get hit by mortars, you know.
Still out there, in other words.
Yeah, you can bet on that.
How do you like the infantry?
You gotta be kid. It's like, putting a truck driver on, sending him an opera or something like that. When you get drafted, though, you can't say much.
This time, the enemy does not attack, but U.S. jets scream in to deliver their bombs on the concealed communist troops. Russell, NBC News, reporting for Monitor from Operation MacArthur in South Vietnam.
A footnote to the story of war in Vietnam. More Monitor music now. Here's Glenn Campbell with a travelogue set to music, By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. Time I make Oklahoma just didn't know I would really go.
In just a few minutes, we'll hear an interview with a newly arrived baseball great, Carl Yastrzemski, the American League's most valuable player. So stay with us here on the Monitor Beacon. Morgan here at Radio Central with a lineup that includes news, sports, music, special features, which we hope will include some of your favorite things. Meantime, let's hear Barbara Streisand sing about her favorite things. In one moment, the American League's most valuable player. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Lincoln Mercury, where the new 68 models are rolling again.
Lincoln Mercury's rolling again. And the roar of a new Cougar echoes across the land. Mercury Cougar, the big cat, car of the year. Now for 1968. Cougar looks for new worlds to conquer. Fully equipped with nothing less than a big 302 cubic inch V8, standard. Concealed headlamps, standard. Sequential turn signals, standard. Bucket seats and stick shift, full width rear seat, all standard. And a cat-smooth luxury ride. There's a sporty new Cougar GTE and a luxury Cougar XR7 with the look and feel of a fine European road car. Mercury Cougar, pound for pound, dollar for dollar. The best-equipped luxury sports car in America. Lincoln Mercury's rolling again, and your Mercury dealer's got new 68 Cougars right now. Mercury's and Montego's, too. See your Mercury dealer. He's ready to talk business now.
Boston Red Sox outfielder Carl Yastrzemski was named the American League's most valuable player this week, to nobody's surprise. After which he spoke to Monitor sports editor Len Dillon.
Carl Yastrzemski, congratulations. Was there any doubt in your mind that you'd win the most valuable player award?
Well, actually, I was hoping that I would win it. And of course, I was very proud when I was announced the most valuable player. And the only thing, and I truly mean this, is that I wish that my teammates could have won the honor, because they certainly deserved it as much as I did, and I couldn't have done it without them.
Carl, it's been reported that you were a little bit disappointed that the award wasn't unanimous.
Well, I was slightly disappointed. I was very happy that my two teammates, Jim Lomberg and George Scott, finished in the top 10. And the main thing is that I did win the award and that we won the pennant for 1967.
Do you have any idea who the lone dissenter was in that vote?
No, I don't have any idea, but the newspaper men up here have narrowed it down to Max Nichols of Minneapolis. Now, I don't know. I'm just from reading the columns here in Boston the past couple of days.
Carl, there was a bit of friction after the season between Sal Magley and manager Dick Williams after Magley was released as pitching coach. I wonder if you have any comment or feeling about it.
Well, actually, I've been asked this numerous amount of times, and my answer to this is that both of these men are very classy people. They're both friends of mine, and I don't know the problems which existed between the two. I don't want to know the problems. And if I saw them both in a restaurant, I'd be proud to invite them over for dinner.
Now, let's talk about your banquet circuit. I know you're on that. You're up in Buffalo this week. What are your feelings about this banquet circuit?
Well, I don't have anything else until the latter part of January. And these are a few baseball writers' dinners which I must attend. I am taking a few luncheons in here in Boston during December. But these are for the Jimmy Fund, and these are charitable luncheons, and they will in no way affect my working out, which I am starting on Tuesday.
Will it be pretty much the same schedule that you had last year?
Yes, it'll be exactly the same schedule. I'll work out for 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and take one day off. And I do contribute. That's the main reason why I was so successful this past year.
Carl, since we last talked, which I believe was right after the World Series, you've signed a new contract.
Yes, I have. I was very satisfied and very happy, to say the least, at the contract Mr. Yawkey presented me, something which I've always dreamed about since I was a child, and it puts me in the, with Manolin Mays in the contract bracket.
Well, and it is correct. It touched six figures, evidently.
Yes, it did.
And you have that same kind of year next year.
Thank you very much, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Listening to a $250,000 experimental car, hand-built by Ford. It's got a $50,000 body, a $10,000 control panel, and a $4 oil filter. An Autolite filter, the same kind you buy. How come a $4 Autolite filter in a $250,000 car? Because there is no better filter, not at any price. Get an Autolite oil filter for your car, whatever kind you drive.
For the latest on sports news, personalities, and results every weekend of the year, stay with Monitor.
Thank you.
A Man and a Woman by Horst Jankowski. Morgan here for Monitor. Your host coming up next, Brad Crandall. Happy turkey.
Key to the latest news now is on the air. Key to the sports and views now.